Incredibly disappointed, of course, but not massively surprised. I'm glad that the conversation is still happening. Obviously, there was a lot of noise around the Environment Bill back in autumn last year, and it's scary when these things happen that you think maybe they're going to disappear afterwards. So, this report's been being worked on for over 12 months by the Environmental Audit Committee, and it does clearly mention the new Environmental Protection Office, which will be put into place soon in 2022. So, yeah, I'm glad that the issue is still being focused on, but obviously the contents of the report are quite frightening, and yeah, very disappointing.
And I mean, they highlight, what was it, a cocktail of chemicals and plastic waste again seems to be another major issue, doesn't it? I know you've spoken about pollution in the seas before, but I suppose our rivers, perhaps have we forgotten about those maybe because we heard about all the sewage going into the seas last summer, didn't we?
Ultimately, all the rivers throughout the country and streams will end up in the sea. So we need a national joined up effort to tackle this problem. This report, for the first time, I think really looks at agricultural runoff in a really detailed way, and also plastics, specifically microplastics. And some of the conclusions that they've been able to draw from the amount of microplastics in the rivers, especially those kind of downstream of CSOs, combined sewer overflow pipes, is that actually untreated sewage is that's where those microplastics are coming from, and there's a lot more untreated sewage going into our rivers than is being reported at the moment. So, anything that can be done to hold these water companies to account is wonderful. And now I think, we have a whole new opportunity with the plastics data to really kind of hold them to account.
We saw the huge fine that was handed to Southern Water last year. I mean, do you think something like that will make a difference combined with this report? Do you think it will be perhaps the kick up the backside that they need to be doing more?
The fault of this has come from underinvestment in the infrastructure, and obviously underinvestment in the kind of the governance of the business, and not putting money where it's needed, and cutting the funds of the Environment Agency as well, without a body to enforce and police what water companies are doing. So yeah, the underinvestment I think is a problem which needs to change. They need to invest more money. Monitoring needs to improve, and if people are interested to see where there are releases in local rivers, the Rivers Trust has a fantastic map which will show CSO releases into rivers and streams, and which ones are monitored and which ones aren't, which are untreated and which aren't. So at least people can have a look at that if they're looking to swim or to use local rivers for walking dogs and that.
And when it comes to pollution, just aside from the water companies, what can we all do to try and reduce the amount of plastics, as you've mentioned plastics in particular, but what can we all do to reduce the amount of things getting into the waterways that shouldn't be there?
There's a great campaign up in Scotland last year where I think it was children, but they were kind of with chalk marking around the drains on the streets and just basically saying the sea starts here. I think it's really important to remember, as kind of running households, that putting things in the toilet like nappies and biodegradable face wipes and things that aren't going to decompose within that system, they are potentially going to end up back in the sea. So yeah, I think just being very conscious as we run our houses with the chemicals that we use and the things that we're putting into our water systems, and trying to be really cautious and careful about not putting things which could potentially harm the environment.